Rick, let's begin today with the proposed cuts to the defense budget by Secretary Hagel this week. He's talking as much as, or in the neighborhood of, $100 billion.
That's correct. If you look over time, the drawdown is substantial. A lot of it falls on the Army. We're looking at moving from an army of 520,000 troops down to an army of about 440,000, 450,000 troops, and that actually takes us back to a level that we haven't seen for several decades. So these are important. And of course, on top of Secretary Hagel's proposed cuts, we also have BRAC 2017 staring us in the face. And so those are large cuts as well. And of course, these are very important for Northwest Florida, particularly. We're a very military intensive part of the country.
Well, let's talk some specifics. Of course, we've got the Air Force and the Navy here in Northwest Florida. You say there was good news in this budget for the F-35 program.
Right. Even though the A-10 aircraft, which is used, I guess, in operations against enemy tanks, is being phased out, it's an older aircraft, the F-35 stayed in the budget under Secretary Hagel's plans. That's very important for Eglin Air Force Base, where that F-35 training is done across services and across nations. And so that's good news for the economy of Fort Walton Beach. Also, another bright spot, economically speaking, for us is that the total special operations forces for the military proposed to go up about 3,700. And if you look next door to Eglin at Hurlburt Field, that's where Air Force Special Ops is located. And so these are both important operations for us. And of course, overall, if you look at the services around the nation, Florida doesn't have a big Army presence, as you mentioned, mostly Navy and Air Force.
Well, now let's talk more specifically about the Navy. You say one area that will be cut is in the number of literal shallow water ships from 55 to a proposed 32.
The literal combat ships, as they're known, the Navy's kind of main combat vessel. And so the number of ships overall in the Navy will be decreasing. That's not so important here for Northwest Florida, where we don't have active duty ocean-going bases. It could be important for other places in Florida, particularly Jacksonville might see an impact from something like this. But the Navy cuts that are proposed won't be quite so important for us. And just kind of as a sign of the times, the old U-2 spy ship, the one that was famously shot down over Russia so many years ago, those capabilities are being replaced by drones. So here's technology at work. And actually, if you look at drones replacing U-2s, the same sort of rationale applies to the base realignment closure, the BRAC process, that the military simply delivers its mission more efficiently, making use of more human skills, better equipped, better trained, better prepared troops, more intensively trained, and then more expensive equipment. So we don't need as much land space, as many land bases. One in every district might be a politically safe strategy, but BRAC 2017 and the previous BRAC rounds recognize the reality that the way we conduct military operations is different, that it's more about the quality of human assets and capital assets and not so much about land assets. That's what's driving the consolidation in BRAC.
Well, Rick, with our remaining time, I wanted to ask if you had any specific numbers back from this past weekend's Pensacon event, the first ever.
Well, you know, imagine that with the thunderstorms that we had rolling through the area on those nights, we still had a situation where hotels were full. I was just reading through a few posts. There's one from a fellow that runs a taxi company thanking the Pensacon riders for keeping his business busy on a weekend in February. You look at the ticket sales. I guess it was a $50 ticket for 3 days of activities. We had some people who were turned away at the door, actually. Vendors were there in force. And so to the extent that this brings real live economic activity to the town center on a couple of nights in February, and if you're out and about on the weekend evenings, I can't tell you how many photos I've seen now of Star Troopers posing with local residents. A fun activity, and also one that has economic impact during the important winter season. If we could get more events that occur between the second week of August on up to Memorial Day, that's when they make the most difference, because that's when businesses struggle to get patrons through the front door.
All right, Rick, thanks, and we'll hold it there.
Thank you, Sandra.
You can hear the Economic Report Fridays. I'm Sandra Averhart, WUWF News.